Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's Q104. Yeah, so this is it for Alyssa and I together, our last show together in 2025. We'll still be here at various points over the holiday season.
You got me next week.
Yeah, Alyssa's going to be all by herself all next week during Christmas week, and then I'll be here between one of the most boring weeks of the year, between Christmas and New Year's. And then we'll be back together again on Monday, January 5th, 2026. So this will be the last time that we see each other for a while, which is good, you know, to have. I mean, we see each other more than we see our spouses.
Seriously. Like, there are some days that I genuinely talk to Bill more than I talk to my husband.
So it'll be good for us to be away from each other for a couple weeks and recharge. So we bought Christmas gifts
today
for each other.
A little early Christmas.
Do you want to dig in?
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
There's multiple things in there.
Put good things into the world. Oh, this is so cute.
That's like some sort of a print.
Yeah, I love a good print. This is so cute.
I don't know where you would hang that in the house.
I have like a gallery wall. This will actually fit perfectly in my living room.
Full disclosure, I had a lot of help on purchasing gifts for my wife, Paula.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a card in here.
Yeah, you don't have to read the card.
Okay.
Don't worry about that right now.
I'm going to keep it for forever, too, just so that you know. May your days be merry and bright. Is this like a necklace? What is it? I can't get it.
I said, Paula had a lot of help in getting your gifts together. So,
ooh, okay, we have matchsticks. I thought that I saw like a little like thing over here, and then I'm assuming in here somewhere.
So I know I know of some items. I don't know of all items.
Aha. Oh my God.
I knew about that one.
Yes, a Taylor Swift. This is like a prayer candle.
Yes.
Yes. This is so funny. It says the life of a showgirl, Saint Taylor. I'm going to have to take a picture and put it up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Where'd she get this? What a good find.
I don't know. She sent me a picture of it. She's like, which one for Alyssa? And I said, oh, definitely the Taylor Swift one, because Alyssa's like the biggest Swiftie that you'll ever see.
I love Taylor. Big fan over here.
All right.
Okay, now you've got yours.
All right.
Bill is opening his. This is just something I brought from home, and this is literally just something for you to throw at the door during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, this is so good.
Right.
Is this seriously? Is this the intent?
That was the intent for those. That was the only intention for the. I brought three rubber duckies because Bill will always just like scramble and try to find things to throw at the door to get me to come back into the studio during Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
This is perfect. All right, so we're going to keep these in the studio. Three little rubber ducks.
Yes.
That we're going to use as missiles during
the show.
I almost
got tennis balls, I was like, no, because I'm going to get hit in the face one time by accident, and I don't want to do that. And then this.
Woo!
I know. You never would have guessed what it was.
This is going to go to good use for sure. A bottle of Cleveland Rocks Christmas Red from Cleveland Urban Winery.
And it was the last bottle that they had.
Believe me.
And I made the thing on there. It's a little ornament.
Oh, it's a little Q104 ornament.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. Because you are crafty.
I am crafty. I've been crafting a lot.
And I don't have a Q104 ornament, so that's
awesome.
I don't
think we make them. We got a Star 102 ornament at our Christmas party. So now you have the one and only Q104 ornament ever in existence.
That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for everything for me, too.
Yeah, it's been a great year. Thank you for being along as well. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Taylor Swift, it's the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I'm sure a lot of people do this over the holidays. I know that my family does this. During the holiday break, we catch up on a lot of life stuff. You know, get organized before 2026. That includes dentist appointments, doctor's appointments, things like that. So I know that Will, my oldest son Will, has a doctor's appointment with his primary care physician or pediatrician on Tuesday morning at 9:30. Okay?
Okay.
So Drew already had his a couple of weeks ago, and he needs a follow-up with another doctor.
Okay.
So I sit down yesterday. I'm on the couch. Paula, my wife, is sitting next to me. And Paula does not like to make outgoing phone calls. She does not like, we can't make this appointment online for Drew. We have to call somebody to schedule it. Paula does not like making that call.
My husband is the same exact way. I am the phone caller.
She doesn't want to talk to other people. The problem is that Paula has all the information in her head. She knows exactly what needs to be done. Except she doesn't want to make that phone call. I have no idea what's going on, and I have to be the one to make the phone call.
So you just go in blind?
Yeah, so I've learned over the years after doing this, if I'm going to do it, she needs to be sitting right there so she can nod or shake her head or whatever it is. So I'm on the phone scheduling this appointment for Drew. And again, Will has an appointment 9:30 on Tuesday. So we find out there's an appointment at either 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Tuesday, the same day that Will has his appointment. And Paula's like, yeah, it's a great idea. She's like, yeah, it's a great idea. She's like, it's in the same building. She's like, the two doctors are in the same building.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, perfect.
So love that.
As she's listening to me talking to this person, scheduling this appointment, I make the appointment for Drew 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning. So Will's appointment is at 9:30, Drew's is at 10, in the same building, two different offices. I hang up, and Paula's like, how are you going to be in two places at once? And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wait, what?
I'm like, you were there the whole time. You told me. You're like, it's in the same building. You're like, this is a great idea.
Wait, I figured that you guys were both going to go and like one of you would stay with Will and one would go with Drew.
No, she has to work on Tuesday. This is me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's not going to work.
You told me, you said, this is so great. It's in the same building. That's why I took the 10 o'clock. And she starts laughing. And I'm like, why didn't you say something? And she's like, it's probably going to be okay. You'll go in there with Will. He's not going to be in there long. He's perfectly healthy. He's already had a physical.
Right.
He'll be fine.
It'll probably be fine.
It'll work out.
It will. It'll be fine.
Oh, my God.
She's just joshing with you.
That is so marriage, man.
That is marriage in a nutshell.
It takes two people to schedule a doctor's appointment, and we still don't get it right.
Right.
Good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. What are you looking forward to right now? Is it Christmas? Is it taking some time off work?
Is it just getting through the holidays? Do you have something next year that you're looking forward to?
Good vibes are on the way. Share with us, 216-474-0104. This morning we're going to Hudson to find out what's going on with Amy. I think she has a good vibe. Amy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Share your good vibe with us.
I just got a new set of coasters, which I know sounds really silly, but they're these funny coasters. And I just bought them the other day, you know, ready for having some people over. And they're really funny coasters.
What's on them? I need to know what's on these funny coasters.
Grab these coasters. Like, go get them. Go get them. We want you to start reading coasters to us.
There's a Looney Tunes character, the pig, what is it, Porky Pig, and it says, forget pants, exclamation point.
Wait, hold on, because Porky Pig didn't wear pants, is that?
Right.
Yeah. I have no clue.
I'm Googling that.
Oh, yeah. There's no pants here.
Porky Pig did not wear pants. In the picture that I'm looking at, he does wear a sport coat
and a bow tie. But no pants.
No pants at all.
Yes. Mine has a bow tie on it. Yeah. My pig has a bow tie on it.
Who needs pants?
Okay. What's another coaster?
There's a raccoon, which feels especially timely with the raccoon that went into the liquor store drunk.
And got intoxicated. The cops came in, or animal control, or somebody, and found it just passed out on the floor.
Totally. So my coaster says, I'd rather be in a dumpster.
Hilarious. You know,
I can relate to that.
Little funnies.
We love some little funnies.
It's going to get crazy at Amy's house over the holidays. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. This is our last day together in 2025 before our holiday break. We will be here. Alyssa's going to be here next week during Christmas week.
And then Bill will be here the week after, the week where no one ever knows what day it is.
Gives us a chance to unplug a little bit, recharge the batteries over the holidays.
Yeah.
And come back strong in 2026. But I found this to-do list, things you should do this week at work. And if you get these things done, you'll be able to enjoy your holiday break without any guilt that you have unfinished projects.
See, that's the difference with me and you is when I leave, I don't have guilt about things that aren't done. But let's hear it.
Number one on the list is wrap up major projects. Do we have any major projects?
No.
Right now? I think we finished our major projects weeks ago.
Yeah, we haven't had a major project in a while.
We usually don't make December too difficult.
No, I think our boss is more so if you guys can maybe just get yourself out of ninth place, that'd be great.
Number two on this list, look ahead to Q1. Now, we're kind of doing that, aren't we?
We are doing that. We're planning for 2026.
We have exciting things going on in Q1. For example, when we come back, there's going to be a chance to win a flyaway to Nashville to go see Ed Sheeran. So that's exciting. And then there's some other things that are going on that we can't announce yet. But yeah, we're looking forward to Q1. Number three on this list your accomplishments and celebrate them. I don't think there's anything. Yeah, I don't think there's any.
Yeah, I mean,
accomplishments.
That feels like work. I don't want to make a list of I'm gonna have to think about that. And
did we accomplish?
Now I'm did we accomplish anything?
I don't think we did.
And then that's kind of making me feel worse.
We'll just skip over that.
Yeah, skip that one.
Number four, update your resume, even if you are job hunting.
Okay.
I'm not going to be doing that.
All right. I understand it's good to do in practice, but I just feel like that would be manifesting something that I don't want to happen, you know?
I haven't updated my resume since 2021.
Yeah, I haven't touched it since I got this job, so.
Yeah, me either. So if they send me out of here, then I'll have plenty of time to update my resume then.
I'll have time.
Number five is clean out your inbox. Do you even do that anymore?
No, but
I'm going to my inbox right now. I have not cleaned this thing out since I started working here in 2021. I have 8,811 emails in my... I don't clean anything out. It just...
Wow.
I just mark them as read.
Okay.
So I don't... But everything is in there.
Yeah, that's way more than me. Way more. I've got 3,382.
Well,
that's what I'm at.
I have a 2-year head start on you.
You do. But I actually do have my junk email account keeps giving me the notification that I'm almost out of space. So I do need to empty that one out because that one has over 12,000 emails. But I've had it since 2016, so...
Last thing on this list, we should do this before we leave. Organize your desktop. Well, that's easy. We don't have desks. There's nothing to organize.
No. Done. Easy. Can we leave now? Are we done?
Deep clean your workspace. Honestly,
I like my junk on my side of the table.
I think I've got some coffee stains over here to clean up. Which I can easily do before I leave. I try to do that every day anyway. I think we're good. I think we're ready for the holiday break.
I think so.
The Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa with you, the Q Morning Show. So I consider myself to be a pretty easygoing person. I don't know if you'll agree with that, Alyssa.
I would say for the most part.
For the most part. There are some things I can be controlling about.
But I feel like those are small, silly things.
They really are.
They are.
For example, Christmas at my house.
Mm-hmm.
We put our tree up this past weekend. I don't usually like it when the boys get involved with putting up ornaments because they do not practice proper ornament placement on a tree. They'll just put the ornament up wherever. They're not paying attention to where the other ornaments are. You'll have 17 ornaments on the right side of the tree and nothing on the left. They don't pay attention to those things. It drives me crazy. So I
can tell.
I let them fix the ornaments, or I let them put up the ornaments, and then you fix them. I fix them later. So now my tree is acceptable to me, and when I look at it, I'm not looking at things that are out of place. A similar situation is happening right now. I don't know why my boys have all kinds of opinions on things. So our tree is, pre-lit tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it has multiple colors on it. So it has Christmas colors, colored lights.
Yeah, the multicolor lights.
Right. It has that option. And it also has a clear lights option, white lights.
Okay. Which one do you have on?
What I like to do is have the colored Christmas lights on through December 25th through Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a couple days after. And then you switch to the white lights.
Okay.
And have the white lights on through New Year's Day, and then a couple days after New Year's, then you take down your tree.
Interesting.
I like color.
And then white.
Through Christmas, and then white through New Year's. My boys don't want the colored lights. They want the white lights on now.
What?
And they keep switching it when I'm not looking.
Why?
And I walk into the room and the trees has the white lights on. And I'm like, who keeps doing this?
Stop it. Oh my gosh. No, I'm colored lights all the way.
Do you ever want white lights?
I personally don't, but I can get behind how you do it. Like, I need colored lights at some point in the year, for sure. But I think it's okay to switch them to white after Christmas. But I, generally speaking, I only do colored lights.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Do you have this debate at your house? Like, do you have varying opinions on what the light should be on the Christmas tree? And how do you handle that? 216-474-0104.
I'm lucky. Bryce, my husband, has never tried to do white lights on the tree.
Good. Stay in your lane, Bryce.
Right?
My kids keep turning the Christmas tree to the white lights. I keep telling them, stop doing that. I want the colored lights on through Christmas. Because that's, colored lights are Christmas.
That's how I feel, too. Colored lights bring me joy. White, a little bit of whimsy into the home.
White lights are New Year. Jen and Menor, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on this important issue over the holidays?
So we have a divided house. My husband likes the colored lights. I'm white lights all the way.
Ooh, okay.
I don't like colored lights.
You've never liked them? I mean, to me, that's Christmas. That's the way that I grew up. The colored lights were on the tree. To me, that's everything Christmas.
No, it's chaos. That's what it is.
It's chaos.
Okay, well, so you guys have differing opinions, you and your husband. So who is winning right now in your household? You're winning.
Me, 100%.
Okay, he's a smart man. He is. He's learned.
Exactly. Because our tree is like yours, Bill, where you could do like multicolored lights or you could do the white lights. I caved one time and I did, okay, well, we'll do the fade where it fades from colored to white.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like the fading. I like it to be one color. I don't like them blinking. I like them to be one set color. Stop the fading in and out.
Yeah, blinking feels like chaos to me.
Yeah, I can't. It's so distracting when you're in the room. I don't want to be I want to look at the tree and gaze on it. I don't want to be distracted by the tree when I'm doing something else.
Yeah.
Agreed. I don't do the blink. I'll do the slow fade, but I won't do the blink.
What I wish they would do is the Christmas tree companies who make these pre-lit trees make it so no one else can touch it. Like, you set it to one thing, but no one else can. Like, they put like a lock on it or something, like a code, like a fork.
This is a really crazy concept, you guys, but you could just get a tree without lights and put your own lights on there.
Way
too much. I don't even know how to do that.
Too much work.
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, do you have any Christmas movies in the queue for next week, this weekend or next week?
Yes, I'm going to watch Jingle All the Way. That's one of my favorites, even though every year when I watch it, I get more and more angry at that bratty little kid.
I don't think that
you've
I've never seen that one.
We've talked about this before because it's such a classic and I can't believe you haven't seen it. Also, a little obscure, I consider it a Christmas movie, but it's called Go. It's from like 1999. It's about a Christmas rave. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
Okay. Yes.
What about you?
You're very obscure. All I've seen so far this season is Christmas Vacation. So there's the ones that I always see. A Christmas Story will be in there.
I wait till Christmas Eve when it's on for 24 hours and I'll catch it at some point.
I always watch It's a Wonderful Life either on Christmas Eve or on Christmas night. Last year, my son Will watched it with me. I think he wants to do it again this year. So that might be something. Home Alone. Home Alone is not something that you're going to check off your list this year?
I almost just feel like it's more fun for me to be in the dark about it. It's at this point, it's a bit.
Last night, Macaulay Culkin was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was funny. Macaulay revealed that his kids have seen Home Alone, but his kids have no idea that he's the kid in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
Do they put two and two together that is the kid?
Well, they don't call it Home Alone. They call it Kevin. Again, good taste, you know, yeah. But no, they have no idea. They have no idea who they're sitting next to the entire time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it that way. Like, you know, it's like Santa Claus. Like, you know, yeah.
I saw something else Home Alone this morning, too. Oh, someone bought it. The house in
Illinois. Oh, yeah, I saw that. And they're going to restore it, too.
They bought it for $5.5 million.
Is that a lot or is that not enough, do you think? I can't tell.
I think that's a lot.
I feel like that's a ton, but this is such an iconic movie that I feel like maybe it's not that much comparatively.
It depends on what he wants to do with it. Like, does he want to make it like a Christmas Story house like we have here in Cleveland?
Right, you can go tour it and stay. And I think something like that would be really cool.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're only going to play two more times in 2025. And so this is it. We have a Christmas edition on the way this morning. 216 474-0104. Caller 14. If you want to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, we also have some Bill and Alyssa coffee mugs to give away as well.
Some Christmas gifts from us to you.
Call right now, 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Vicky in Avon is playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
Vicky, are they still celebrating the state championship football team in Avon?
Oh, you know it. They were just on Fox 8 yesterday.
We saw that, actually, because we always have Fox 8 on in the studio in here. All right, Vicky, let's see if we can get some more winning going on here from Avon. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, you versus Alyssa, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions right than Alyssa, you'll win. And if it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Vicky, is our Christmas lyrics question. Are you ready?
I think so.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
La 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 la.
Question two. In the movie or TV show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Melly Kalikimaka is another way to say what?
Merry Christmas in Hawaiian.
Question four. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going when they leave Kevin behind?
Paris.
Final question. It's our Christmas movie line question. Vicky, can you identify this movie?
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
He does not.
He does, too. He looks like a pink nightmare. Are you happy wearing that? Do you want to take it off? I can't tell a kid to take it off.
All right, you'll only wear it when Aunt Clara visits. Go on and take it off.
Take it off!
That would be the one and only Christmas story.
Bam! Vicky goes 5 for 5.
Woo! That is amazing. I'm shaking.
Excellent job. Alyssa, who's been going 5 for 5 like all week, she has to go 5 for 5 again. Now with the pressure on, we continue with Alyssa's College of Knowledge next. The Q Morning Show. Welcome back. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, meet Vicky in Avon.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning, Alyssa.
And her son's in the back seat as well. Who's with you in the back seat, Vicky?
My son, Logan, and then my daughter, Gracie.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Say good morning.
Morning.
So they must be immensely proud that mom just went 5 for 5.
Five for five. Super excited.
Five?
What?
Sorry, Alyssa.
Oh, that's okay. Give me a run for my money. I'll take it.
Now, Alyssa's been doing so well this entire week, but now the pressure's on. She has to go 5 for 5 as well. So here we go. I am not going to score you throughout. I'll just, at the end, let you know how you did. Question number one. It's our Christmas lyrics question. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Blank.
Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Question two. In the movie or TV show, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Question three. Melly Kalikimaka is another way to say what?
Merry Christmas.
Question four. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going when they leave Kevin behind?
Mexico.
Final question is our Christmas movie line. Can you identify this movie, Alyssa?
He looks like a deranged Easter bunny.
He does,
too. He looks like a pink nightmare. Are you happy wearing that? Do you want to take it off? I can't tell a kid to take it off.
All right, you'll only wear it when Aunt Clara visits. Go on and take it off.
Take it off!
A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story is correct. And you got the Christmas lyric. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Max is the name of the Grinch's dog.
Okay.
Melly Kalikimaka is how you say Merry Christmas.
I don't like where this is going.
In Hawaiian. In Home Alone, the McAllisters went to the airport to get on a plane to Paris, France.
That's not fair. You know I've never seen that movie.
Which means Vicky in Avon, the home of the state champion Avon Eagles, has finally beat Alyssa this week on Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Good game, Yay. Vicky. Good game.
Good game. I will say, I almost blanked. I almost said New York. I was like, wait a minute, that's two. That's a whole two.
Well, you got me this time.
Well, my kids have been wanting me to call forever, so we were very excited.
Great job, Vicky. We've got amazing prizes for you. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas, you guys. My name is Vicky, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show, Free Plug Friday, 216-474-0104. Your opportunity to plug whatever you want here for the next few minutes. Let's start with Jason in Independence. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
What's your free plug?
So I'm the general manager at the Wyndham Independence here in the lovely city of Independence. It's a newly rebranded hotel, and just wanted to get the word out there for everyone to have like a little staycation if you're in the Cleveland area.
Oh, that is very crucial at this time of year. I get the winter blues really bad, and sometimes a staycation is like the only thing that snaps me out of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, come join us. And actually, we're running a promotion for the month of December. Anyone that checks in will also get a free chicken wing appetizer.
Free chicken wings?
Sign me up. Say less, man. Say less. I'm there.
What do you do there again, Jason?
The general manager.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you for listening to our show.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
And again, it's the Wyndham Independence location.
Correct, yes.
All right. Very good. Go ask for Jason. And order those chicken wings. Say, I want my free chicken wings.
Wonderful. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
Sure thing. Let's go to Ben in Shaker Heights. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you plugging this morning?
So I'd love to plug my wife's businesses. She has two stores in the Van Aken Shopping District in Shaker Heights. The first store is called Selfmaker, S-L-F-M-K-R. It's all clean beauty and skincare, makeup. She has some stuff for guys, too. Amazing products, all non-toxic, sustainable brands, stuff you really won't find most other places.
They sound like stocking stuffers, Ben.
They do. They sound like perfect stocking stuffers.
And then she also has a store called Well Stocked. It's brand new. It opened in October. It's all amazing products for the kitchen and home.
Wow, your wife
awesome.
Is very
yeah.
busy. Like, do you ever see your wife?
I do. She's very busy. I have my own business as well. I have a law firm. It's called Solace Estate Planning.
Jeez.
We protect you and your family from probate, lawsuits, nursing home costs. So everything you worked your whole life for, we make sure that there's no mess for your family.
What the heck, Ben? Do you ever see your wife?
She has
two businesses. You have one.
The entrepreneurial spirit in your house is alive and well.
It sure is.
You know what?
My office is also in Van Aken, so we do see each other a bunch.
You know what you two need is a staycation. You should go over to the Wyndham Independence, go get some chicken wings.
That's what on me.
You should absolutely do that. Samantha in Parma Heights, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you plugging this morning, Samantha?
I'm plugging my fiance's new business. It's called Smoketastic. He makes the best smoked foods you've ever had. Smoked chicken legs are a big hit, and he specializes in bacon bombs.
Oh, bacon bombs?
Right.
Tell me more about that.
Samantha's like, how do you not know what bacon bombs
are?
I
don't, but I would love to know because it sounds delicious.
Yeah, so it is a pound of sausage wrapped in a pound of bacon and stuffed with, usually we do mozzarella, spinach, and jalapenos.
Oh, delicious. And where are you guys located?
We're located in Parma Heights.
Okay.
Yeah, how do we find you? What's the best way? Do you have a brick and mortar store or is it online?
Yeah, it's online. We have a Facebook page. It's Smoketastic. And the email is smoketastic216@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Love it.
Thank you, Samantha. Happy holidays to you and your fiance.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Very good. I like Free Plug Friday.
I love learning about like what everybody is doing.
Me too.
It's so cool.
Like it's fascinating to me. So we'll continue this in 2026. Free Plug Friday on the.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. My son Drew, who's 10 years old, he's in fifth grade, he had this assignment due, like a Christmas thing. They sent home a flyer. It said basically, be prepared to share with the class a family tradition that you have over Christmas. And you got to do like a Google slide and everything else. So I saw it from his homework and I hung it up on the fridge. That was like 2 weeks ago, right? So I asked him earlier this week, I'm like, hey, we got to work on your family tradition thing. And he's like, oh, I already did it. Like, what do you mean you already did it? And I guess the teacher wanted to get the ball rolling on it. So he already presented. He made his Google slide and whatever it was. And I'm like, wait a minute. You didn't even ask us if we have any family traditions. We don't have anything unusual.
What did he end up using?
I think he just said watching Christmas movies, which is also not unusual. But I was going to tell him, you know, one of our traditions is we get a family ornament every year, a new ornament to add to the tree. I thought that would have been cool to have some Google slides on all the custom ornaments that we've had over the years.
Yeah, all the different ones.
In typical Drew fashion, he just went and did it himself and just phoned it in with some holiday movie bullcrap.
Hey, he's got it handled. He didn't need any help.
No, he did not.
Very self-sufficient kid.
But I thought we would get into unusual family traditions. Like if you had to make a presentation in front of the class and talk about your family tradition, what would it be?
I can't think of any family traditions that I have around the holidays. I have myself. Every time I decorate the tree, I will get Taco Bell. That is my treat for decorating the tree. That started in college for me, though. So
that is an unusual one.
It's weird. I know.
216-474-0104. Your unusual family tradition. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Megan and Amherst, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Do you have a unusual family tradition?
So it's not unusual, just what we call it is. We have Bakesgiving, which that's baking and giving together.
So you bake a bunch of Christmas cookies?
So we bake a bunch of Christmas cookies, but we also have all of the kids from our friends and family come over, and that's where they do decoration of like sugar cookies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a big event where, you know, friends and family come over, but the kids look forward to it every year and actually tell all their friends about it. So,
and who do you give these cookies away to during Bakesgiving?
We give some to like my husband's office. Any of the families that come get a whole bunch, just a few dozen to take home. Neighbors, we can also take them up to nursing homes and things like that. It depends on how many we have.
Oh, that's so sweet. Have you guys already had Bakesgiving this year?
We did. We do okay. it somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas every year. It's usually right around the 18th because it's enough time for you to get settled in after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. but early enough before schedules get crazy before Christmas.
So this is kind of random, but our neighbor dropped off a paper bag of chocolate chip cookies to us the other day. My wife won't touch them.
I probably wouldn't either, honestly.
Yeah, she's like, we know the neighbors, but Paula's like...
They were sitting out on his front porch for an undetermined amount of time.
But also Paula's like, I don't know what's in their kitchen.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what's in these. So I guess there has to be a level of trust.
There definitely does.
When it comes to doing something like Thanksgiving and giving your neighbors baked goods.
My Nana has been known to graciously accept cookies and then also politely put them to the side and not actually put them out because she will not eat cookies from someone else's kitchen.
Yeah, what a waste of food. Jacqueline in Olmsted Falls, good morning.
Good morning.
Do I have that right? Is it Jacqueline or is it Jacqueline?
It's J-A-C-K-L-Y-N, so I guess so, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. How do you pronounce it?
Jacqueline. I've never heard anybody put another syllable in there.
No, just wait for... Bill has got the weirdest pronunciations for so many words. I've never heard people pronounce words like him.
It's pronunciations.
Okay. Anyways. Right.
Okay, I wasn't going to say anything. Okay.
So what do you got, Jacqueline?
Okay, so my sister and my husband and I want to say this started maybe almost 10 years ago. My sister and I grew up watching the movie White Christmas, and then my husband is a teacher, and so we always wanted to do something kind of fun but chill to celebrate the start of his Christmas break. And one of the first, it used to be right on that first night of break, but it's like one of the first nights of break, the three of us always watch White Christmas together. And last year we started doing something that was extra fun. We did like an eat along with the movie. So we got all of these different food and drinks because there is a lot of eating and drinking in that movie. And
oh, like
we,
from the movie, and you made it yourself. Movie.
If I remember correctly, there's a scene where they're eating cured meats inside the hotel.
There's a scene where the one Betty White, or not Betty White, oh my gosh, the one character can't fall asleep, and so they're eating like liverwurst sandwiches. So we had sandwiches. There's a time where they're having popcorn. We had like rum punch, champagne, coffee. Like there's a donut. There's like all these different foods. So we did like an eat along with the movie, which was really fun. And I sent Alyssa a video of us blowing out the candles on a cake, which is a scene that happens at the end. They surprise the general at the end. They do like a whole, that's like the whole plot of the movie, if Alyssa would ever want to watch it.
I don't think she would.
I probably won't, but it's so cute. Yeah, like when they do it in the movie, like they blow out the candles like in that scene.
We like blew it out at the same time as him, just because we're extra like that. So it was a lot of work. So I think this year we're kind of editing it down to just like a charcuterie / snack board with not actually just all of the full food from the movie. But that's something that's really special for us.
That's interesting. Here's what I do with that movie, because I do enjoy the movie White Christmas, but also there's a lot of singing and dancing in it. So I will fast forward through the singing and the dancing.
Oh, boo. You're missing all the fun parts.
No, I'm not.
No, get out of here.
No, the part where they're like, Mr. Bones, Mr. Bones.
Yes, the minstrel song. That's
I know. I have to skip through that.
Bill's a fun
sucker.
Well,
you're not invited, Bun.
No, I just wanted the liverwurst sandwiches.
Bill would be sitting there in horror as everybody is singing and dancing along to the movie.
Yes.
Thank you, Jacqueline. It's Q104. Huntrix, it's Q104. Christiana in Hudson, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do you have an unusual family tradition, holiday tradition you can tell us about?
Yeah. So I actually married into this. This is something that my husband's family used to do. Mm-hmm. But now my husband has introduced this concept into our family, and I'm just, like, going along with it.
Okay.
So on Christmas morning, we play Find the Baby Jesus.
Find the Baby Jesus?
like Where's Waldo, but with baby Jesus.
Yeah, I gotta explain. So my husband will literally take the baby Jesus figure like from our nativity scene and hide it somewhere in the house. And then whoever finds the baby Jesus first gets to open up the first Christmas gift.
That's kind of tough, though. Like,
whoa,
baby Jesus is usually pretty small.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
So why do they do this? Now, I grew up Catholic.
And this isn't something you did?
Well, no. I mean, the first thing that we would have to do on Christmas morning is pray to the manger, but baby Jesus was in the manger. Baby Jesus wasn't missing.
He was there.
Why is your husband hiding baby Jesus?
Okay. So the way that he originally explained it to me is that his mom used to do this when he was growing up, like to keep Jesus top of mind, you know, the reason for the season.
Okay. Then
the beginning of Christmas, you know, like Jesus first.
That makes a lot of sense to me. Hence, every Christmas morning, we would have to start the morning with a prayer, a family prayer, before we would open up gifts. So that part makes sense to me.
This sounds more fun, though. Find the baby Jesus.
Well, I mean, like, okay, so it started as, like, a religious thing. But for me, like, honestly, it's just a great way to sleep in a little bit more on Christmas morning. Because our kids know that no one can open any presents until someone finds baby Jesus. And, like, I thought he was pretty small. We hide him pretty well. So they're up at 5 a.m. looking for Jesus. We don't have to get out of bed until they find him.
Oh, my gosh.
So it buys you some time.
Yeah.
Keep him preoccupied for a while. Mama gets to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Honestly, that's why I'm doing it.
You could put baby Jesus in like a cereal box or something like that.
They'll never find him.
And then you could sleep till 9
p.m.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Christiana. Yeah, that's a new one on me. I've not heard that one before.
You can try it out.
Yeah, for real. I highly recommend it. If you have a nativity scene, try it.
All right, Christiana. Well, good luck to your kids on finding baby Jesus on Christmas morning.
All right, thanks.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge, shall we play? This is it. This is the last time that we're going to play in 2025.
Last game of the year.
So let's send Alyssa out with a loss. She lost earlier this morning. Let's go 2 for 2. 216-474-0104. You can win a set of Bill and Alyssa Q Morning Show coffee mugs. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. Good luck. Meredith in Grafton is here. Meredith, good morning.
Morning.
So you have the honor, Meredith, and I don't know if you're going to look at it as an honor or not, but you are the last person, the final person to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in 2025.
Oh, wow.
Because our next game won't be until we come back from our holiday break in 2026. So good luck to you, Meredith. No pressure.
Oh, I feel it.
You really shouldn't feel any pressure. Alyssa lost earlier this morning, and it was pretty bad. So who cares what happens here, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No pressure on you. Question number one is our Christmas lyrics question. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of blank.
Here.
Question two, it's famously used as a decoration under which people kiss.
Mistletoe.
Question three, name the spy who works for Santa, observing children's behavior. He's in a new spot every night.
The elf on the shelf.
Question four, in A Christmas Story, what is Ralphie's little brother's name?
What is it?
Gonna need an answer in 3, 2.
Well, I don't know.
I know. All right, final question. This is our Christmas movie line question. Meredith, can you identify this movie?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That's right. That's right.
That's my favorite movie. It's A Wonderful Life.
Meredith, you did incredible. 4 questions correct out of 5.
Man, I really want to know what his name is. No.
We'll find out coming up. Will Alyssa be facing her second loss of the morning That's next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Will Alyssa go down for a second time today? Meredith in Grafton really wants to make that happen, Alyssa.
Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
How'd it go?
Really good, and I hope it goes really bad for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough.
I love it. Meredith did very well. 4 questions correct out of 5.
Sheesh.
So Alyssa needs 4 to tie. If she gets all 5, she wins. Here we go. Question 1 is our Christmas song lyrics question. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of blank.
Cheer.
Question 2. It's famously used as a decoration under which people kiss.
Mistletoe.
Question 3. Name the spy who works for Santa observing children's behavior. He's in a new spot every night.
Elf on the shelf.
That's 3. Question 4. In A Christmas Story, what is Ralphie's little brother's name?
Oh.
This is the one that Meredith missed. I have also asked this question every single year, and everyone gets it wrong.
How is he so forgettable?
It makes me laugh.
It's not Ralphie.
It's not Ralphie.
I don't know. Randy?
What?
Randy!
It's Randy? Wait, are you serious?
Show me how the piggies eat.
Oh my goodness, I was trying to think of all the scenes in that movie. And I was like, what is it?
Wow, I'm surprised it's Randy. I don't know why, I was just thinking that it was close to Ralphie.
So Alyssa gets the tie. Will she get the outright win? Final question is our Christmas movie line. Can you name this Christmas movie, Alyssa?
That's right.
Ooh. That's an old movie. That's a black and white movie, so I haven't seen that. It's A Wonderful Life. Yes!
That's what it is.
Yes!
Wow. How?
I know.
Ooh, I should buy a lottery ticket today. I'm feeling lucky.
I'm so glad I get a 2-week break from this.
Oh, you'll miss me.
Meredith, thank you so much for being our final Alyssa's College of Knowledge contestant in 2025.
Yay! Good game, Meredith.
Thanks.
We do have some great prizes for you. Hang on, please, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
All right, thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys. My name is Meredith, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College for Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.